KSLN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans are pursuing impeachment of the Biden Homeland Security Secretary with votes scheduled this week amid the record flood of illegal immigrants and drugs across the southern border.
House Republicans on Sunday released two articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas, vowing to swiftly push forward the process to remove him given the ongoing presidential election year. The articles accuse Mayorkas of refusing to uphold the law and breaching the public trust in his handling of unprecedented levels of immigration that critics blame on President Joe Biden's lax border policy. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Former President Trump says it's President Biden's weakness and surrender that has emboldened Iranian-backed terrorist groups to launch scores of attacks on Red Sea shipping and American targets in the Mideast. This includes an attack that killed several U.S. service members near the Syrian border in Jordan. Mr. Biden vowing to respond to the attack that also wounded several dozen Americans. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House proposing new guidelines aimed at keeping better tabs on what cabinet secretaries are up to.
The new directive comes after President Biden and his top aides were kept in the dark for days about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's secret hospitalization. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients issued the guidelines. They include a half dozen instructions for cabinet agencies to follow when secretaries temporarily transfer their authority to a deputy if he or she is unreachable due to medical issues, travel, or other reasons. Greg Clugston reporting.
Syria's military claims an Israeli airstrike on a Damascus suburb has killed and wounded several people. There's been no comment from Israel. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 23 points. NASDAQ futures up 22. This is SRN News. The president will have a special guest at his State of the Union address this year.
Mr. Biden has invited Kate Cox, a Texas woman who sued the state for the right to abort her unborn baby because the child was suffering from a disability. Cox lost the case and wound up leaving Texas to abort her child. Presidents invite people to the State of the Union to make a point, and Mr. Biden has made it very clear he will campaign hard for abortion in 2024. He says if reelected, he will do his level best to revive Roe versus Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical leaders and pro-family advocates are cheering the Republican-dominated Ohio legislature for overriding GOP Governor Mike DeWine's veto of transgender legislation. The bill bars sex change operations for children and bans males from competing against females in sports. At least 23 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning sex change surgeries on anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Virginia's attorney general is determined to fight the spread of tranq, a street drug that's mixed with fentanyl and other drugs. GOP Attorney General Jason Meares has proposed a state bill to criminalize making and distributing tranq to humans.
Drug overdoses have been killing more Americans under 50 than any other cause. Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares says people accidentally die unaware of lethal compounds in drugs.
They never think when they're at a party that somebody's going to say, hey, take fentanyl. They say, hey, here's a Xanax. Here's a Percocet. Or even we're aware of a family that lost a loved one that took a counterfeit Adderall pill to help study.
Xylazine is added to prolong the high, but it hinders opioid reversal treatments. Meares aims to deter its use. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
And on Wall Street, the S&P futures, a fraction of a point higher. More details, SRNNews.com.